were talking about BCSs.
Yes.
Last time I was in D.C., a new museum had opened up, and it was the Spy Museum.
Yes.
And they had a tool that the inside of it, once you opened the tool, was all types of different devices you could use to pick handcuffs or cut ropes or zip ties, whatever, you know, were used to be restraining. Where you carry that on your body, I'll leave to your imagination. But if you picture your hands tied behind your back, where would you retrieve silver tube from?
That's all I want to know. The Spy Museum. Where else could you see something like that? Well, one of the contractors I was able to talk to that actually has been doing work not only at the White House, but at Camp David, and many of the vice president's second homes and their personal residences, not to count the Blair House or the vice president residence on the naval base, was the Pella factory service representative. He said, virtually all of those buildings are Pella. He says, I've been in every one of them. So I was tickled about that. But he said, look, the dealership for this area has just recently changed hands after 60 years. And new ownership won't let me tell you anything. Because they're too new to the position. They don't know. They're getting to know all the rules. But it was cool that Pella is being used in the majority of all those instances. So hats off to Pella.
Viewed to be the best isn't just a saying.
Viewed to be the best.
It's a fact.
Let's see if we can quick grab Greg in Scottsdale, take care of his call for top of the hour. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, quick question. We have our front doors have a little window viewing panel in each of the two doors. Rosie, I'm sure you probably know the neighborhood. They have like these stained glass little tulip designs in every house in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So we're looking to replace those, upgrade those. So I'm wondering, what kind of contractor do we go to? You know, what's involved? What kind of price should we be looking at? My wife has made a couple calls, and we've got one person who won't come out to look at it for less than $50.
Yeah.
And one person who came out, and it's looking like it's going to be $400.
And that's to replace the glass panels, not the doors.
Correct. The little, just a little 6-inch by, 15-inch high stained glass looking view holes.
That price for the estimate, $50, and the price for the glass, $400, both sound very reasonable to me. I would tell you that we've got Rosie certified ABC Glass that services the Scottsdale area, and their number is 602-971-3440. But I will also tell you this. Just yesterday, I had a client who were remodeling for in Carefree, and I met her at Scottsdale Custom Building Supply on Redfield in Scottsdale Airpark. And we picked out fiberglass, glass panel, front doors. And I would tell you, before you spent $400 on glass, get over to Scottsdale Custom, walk in the door. You can call and ask for Bill Yoder if you'd like. And you and your wife just go look at what's available as far as increased security, increased maintenance-free, increased insulation, and by way of an all-new door. But just go take a look. But also get ABC Glass out there and see if you can just
give you two options.
Yeah, give you two very good options.
I'm actually working with Dennis right now. I have two glass needs.
At ABC Glass?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the listener out there, be aware that a dual pane sliding patio door is not impervious to a BB at least 30 feet.
Or a weed eater either, that's for sure. We've discovered both those. Yes, you're right.
I'm in the orchard, and Amanda says, comes out and says, there's a really loud pop, and we've got this this drawer that's shattered. I'm like, uh-huh.
BB at 30 yards. There you go.
Who shot the BB? That's why I'm looking at you now, man.
All right.
He said, well, I was trying to hit the cat. I'm sorry.
I was just trying to wake up the cat. Hey, y'all, stay tuned for another hour of Rosie on the House. And we'll be focusing a little bit on water purity. There's a lot of bad information out there about what to or what not to do with your water. We'll be straightening that all up, as well as answering your questions here at Rosie on the House when we get back for another action-packed, information-boosted hour of Rosie on the House.